fight social. There's a lot more bisexual people in Hollywood than anything else. Honestly.
Okay, so they're bisexual. Okay, so John Travolta, bisexual. Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise is gay, straight gay.
Okay.
He don't like pussy.
Yeah.
He don't like pussy.
But the
Carl
kids.
Like, what the fuck? You were calling me, right? You didn't think that bitch pregnant. You were there with her for 11 years. All of a sudden, nigga, she leaves for country singer, cokehead. Boom, she's pregnant. Not even the first year they're together. So that lets me know, nigga, her shit worked.
Yeah. Hey.
Her shit worked, I mean, that worked.
Okay. But right. Okay. Yeah, because hey, cause some of his kids don't even look like him. I was gonna say this.
No, they're here. There he is. Now he's probably adopting one and two of them. I know two of them are artificially inseminated.
Okay.
I know that for a fact.
Okay.
And I remember they were talking about, she wrote a book, and she told a story. She said, I got artificially inseminated. She said it. Did you sleep with Mike? She said, no.
I mean, because, well, that's undisputable. Like, the Michael Jackson, that's undisputable. That, you know.
But she said it. She said, I got artificially inseminated. He asked me if I could be the maternity mother for him. That lets you know. Who would want a maternity mother? Niggas who can't have kids. Who can't have kids? Right?
Yeah. All right. All right. Let's. Okay. Nicolas Cage.
Oh, that nigga straight as a motherfucker.
Why do you say? Why?
Because number one, nigga, he picked his wife up at a Korean bar in Koreatown, and bitch was 19. He like young, impressionable pussy. He knows the back. He's in that clique, and that's why Nicolas Cage doesn't have movies back-to-back. Because he was a big 80s star, and he comes out with movies now like every 3 years instead of every year. Like he used to be in the 80s. When we were young, that nigga was coming out with two or three movies a year. Now he comes out with a movie every 3 years.
Yeah, and then he got into a bunch of fucking, he got into a bunch of tax problems and shit. He had problems with his fucking W-2s. Let's see. Oh man.
When you come out here and move out here, we go to Hollywood, I introduce you motherfuckers to your ham. That's just gonna be my third party and shit. I'm like, yeah, you know better. You know, I got a good boy, you can go real back, you know, I got a community, you know, you better know I'm here, then boy, we dig in the shit, see how it is. And shout out to you, you know what I mean? Because I do, but you'll see, dog, you'll see what I'm talking about, dude. There's dudes who you think are box like shit.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, Urban.
That's the kind of power, man. Yeah. That's the kind of power. the end of the day, nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? I was fucking with a girl with a 7, but if that bitch got a college degree, got her own place, got her own car, because men need to fuck bitches. The only reason why she is my wife is because she's attractive. Once she gets some lap band and some facelift and shit, I'll fuck with you on some real estate shit. But she's wrong. Don't get me wrong, though. I think her down, look good. You go on dates or whatever, and I go through the bullshit. Oh, yeah, baby, I love you. Whatever. I don't give a fuck. I do, but I don't, because the one who I'm with right now, you know what I'm saying, is breaking up with her man, and you know what I'm saying, it's whatever. And I live in suburban apartment, and I'm young. Like, why would I need to settle down? My dick works. I'm producing for them, but nigga, like, we're good. It's the women that got a time clock. Don't ever let them make this point. Bitch, you're trying to say, well, you better hurry up and show kids to get downstairs. No, bitch. Your kids will have Down syndrome. Fuck with your old ass ovaries. Your unhealthy eggs, nigga. They ain't my sperm count. The sperm count flops. They'll go from a billion to 100 million. That's fine. If I can't impregnate no bitch with 100 million sperm, then I don't need to get no goddamn kids. Bitch only got one uterus. Pretty damn, nigga. You know what I mean? If I can't impregnate a bitch with a billion sperm, then I'm good. I don't need no kids anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, someone's got to win the race, right? You start out with 100 million, one motherfucker is going to win the race, right? Hey, do you remember that one? Huh?
I've got two boys and I've got two girls.
Yeah. You watch them all the way through. Hey, you remember this shit, right? You remember back in like the, you remember when porn changed, right? Like it used to be back in like the 80s and the early 90s and shit where there was a plot, you know, there was some sort of narrative and shit.
One, they started shooting with fucking film and then they went from film to VHS.
Yeah.
That's what changed.
Yeah.
They went from the reel to, that's what changed everything.
Yeah, but then you had a while there where it would just be like, you know, it would just tell you the names of the people. It was almost like a boxing match. It was like, you know, fucking Tom Byron versus, you know, Cupcake Cindy or whatever.
They always have to be in Venom for the next trend.
What?
Because there's trends in porn. There's trends, like there was the trend of sodomy, DP, then the real silk type porn, and it changes. Like the new age porn now is going to be a lot of rough S&M type shit, rape and shit like that, because it's already popular. Like, they can find tons of shit on rape. I mean, and to be honest with you, the type of rape they're doing is, it's really S&M. It's not actual, you know what I mean? What they call it, rough sex rape. Yeah, it's going to be that new shit already. They got things where pretty much girls are being raped. That's what the thing is. They call it roughing, but that's what it is. I mean, it's interesting. That's pretty Yeah. I read up on reviews and shit, you know what I mean? And that's an end. Bond is an end right now, dude.
Oh yeah, you're right. Cause I've seen like ads, like those little banner ads on the sides of.
Brazzer has the best. That's my favorite shit. Brazzer is my favorite company. Brazzer is high definition. The girls are hot. They have a big variety of stars. They got the team of the. Oh, dude, they're fucking off the chain. I love them. They're based out of Miami. That's a good place right now. They're like Reality King, Brazzer, fucking Latin King. They all based in Miami. That's what Kimbo Slice did security for was Reality King. Yeah. Yeah. So it's crazy.
Yeah, no, well, I've been seeing like you know, some good shit coming out of like, you know, it's like from Miami, but like the dude, the fucking bitches are hot as fuck, and it's nasty. It's like ass to mouth and
a lot
fucking.
Of them are from Cali too. There's a lot of models. There's a lot of people who are moving out there because it's cheaper. I mean, Miami's probably the same out here, but you get more for the dollar out there. It's still cheaper out here. I mean, you go to like, you know, certain parts of South Beach, just like Beverly Hills, but for most part, it's cheaper to live in Miami than LA. I mean, it's cheaper than living in LA. I mean, we have the highest tax bracket. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's pretty much the business.
So you think it'd be good to be in Miami right now?
Oh, nigga, I'm a fucking... Yeah, hell yeah. Nigga, I'm fucking Miami bound. I got people in Florida, too, so... I'm not fucking... I gotta go there. I got people in fucking Orlando. And I also got people in Jacksonville. And I got people in Miami.
Yeah, but that, well, I was going to say, because some of those are far from Miami. Like, Miami's at the very bottom.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I got places, what I'm saying is, I was showing you, I got places all over Florida. Far north is Orlando, far south is Miami, no, south is the Keys. Then Miami is above. And I got people in Tampa, I got people in fucking Jacksonville, I got people in Orlando, you know what I'm saying? So I got people in, like, all parts of fucking Florida. But mainly my people that are in the fucking Orlando, Jacksonville, and the Keys. I got fucking strong ties and shit. But you know, I got places. Your boy in the Nashville. I've always been able to keep most of my friends. You know, fuck me too bad. You know what I mean? And I'm forgiving. I mean, you can be bad, and I can forgive you. But you know what I mean? So, I'm a forgiving person.
I never did bad though, man. Right?
No, you've been always good. That's why I'm cool. Hell no. There's nothing anyone did to me at Hillside that I'm like, fuck you. Nobody. Anything to try to light my face on fire with a fucking mice and a fucking match and shit.
Hey, you know what? I wanna. I was kind of thinking when you were talking earlier about. Man, you were saying something, and I was thinking about Rob Walker. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wonder what he's doing. You know.
I just hope he's not in jail, and I just hope, you know, saying that, you know, yeah, I think about it too, but, you know what, I just hope that he's doing alright.
Yeah, that's, I don't know.
I hope he's doing alright, because, you know, the fact that he's not on Facebook, and I was a social person, is not your well. Because everyone I know has a Facebook, and Rob was a player, right? And I think Rob would have a Facebook because he would think that some people from Hillside are hitting him up, which leads me to believe that the nigga may be chill. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, dog, I did every person that I know that on Facebook in part because they figured they would find someone. I mean, I already have one, but once I, you know, realize you can find people, I mean, I didn't look people up. I looked you up, other stuff. I found Tammy Box and Eddie Collins. I looked them up. And then I looked you up. The thing is, it was put differently. That's why I invited you. I looked up the wrong. And I knew I would recognize your face. I saw your face.
Yeah.
I would do that. I would definitely. I don't care. You understand? Not here or not, nigga. I still recognize your face.
Yeah.
There's no way. When you're a child, there's this, especially if you're not a family spent, and we lived together for a long period of time. We were two, you know, before the satellite and lived together.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how could I, you, just like you wouldn't forget my face. My face didn't change that motherfucking much.
Yeah.
Mama.